Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another issue of Comic Chronicle. As always, I am your host, Society's mutant slash metahuman, Dakota Morgan, and I have with me always my co-host slash, well, I'd say, you know what, partner in crime.
What's up, everyone? Yeah. It's Brandon Sanju. I'm here for my second issue. We're on number 45 now, or he's on number 45 now.
Yeah.
And we're here to talk about the second part of the San Diego Comic-Con. We're going to go more into the television world, because, you know, there's too much news to cover in one show.
Fuck so. Yeah, there is, man. There's too much news. We can't handle it. Do you know what, though? Before we start diving into it, I want to tell you about that, too, because I wanted to just kind of save everything before we started doing, before on the show, is I am so happy that this year in Comic-Con, because last year I felt like we got cheated. This year, holy shit, we got a lot of stuff this year.
It's a great problem to have. Too much stuff to cover. Too much stuff to think about.
First world problems. That's all I got to say. It's first world problems, man. I felt like that this year. Knocked it out of the park.
Yeah.
Everybody did. Indie side with this, like, standalone stuff. Marvel, DC. And, of course, today we're talking about, well, still on the same day. The television side, of course, we're going to be talking about now. We're going to start off with the Inhumans. Do you know them, by chance? Here's a question for you. As a fan, do you know the Inhumans? Because I know hardcore Marvel fans don't know a shit about Inhumans.
Know a little bit about the Inhumans. I'm not, like, some huge fan, like, mm-hmm. or stuff like that. But, I'm eager to see what they're going to do with it. The trailer came out. I think it was a teaser. I don't know if a teaser or trailer. Whatever.
It was, like, trailer number two, I think they called it. Yeah.
But, they showed that, or they talked about that, and I don't know. I'm kind of mixed about the Inhumans.
Mixed about the Inhumans. I'm a big Inhumans fan. I take that to heart. You stabbed me.
Not the characters, just the TV show.
Oh, okay, okay. He's covering his ass, ladies and gents, right now. He's covering. He's like, oh,
no,
shit.
The characters seem interesting to me. I'm just saying, they're shooting the first two in IMAX, which will be interesting. I'm definitely going to go check those out when they get released. I just thought the trailers, I mean,
you don't, you're the fan of, I don't know if this is really going to work out too well.
Well, I just don't want it to be too much like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
I'd rather it kind of be on its own thing, but I don't know. I'm going to try out the pilot. I'm going to try out the first few episodes.
Well, you're forking out the money for that, aren't we? We're going to fork it out. I mean,
I'll be very bummed out if I spend $30 or whatever on a couple of tickets.
That's what gives me faith. I have faith because I'm hoping Marvel isn't the money-hungry machine that it is, because it does take our money, but it gives us good stuff in return. It's like a good hooker. Kidding. So I hope they're not going to give a shit for paying extra money, way extra money, for IMAX, which I love IMAX. Don't get me wrong.
I've never seen, like, it's going to be an event.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah,
showing
it's an event.
I think they're showing them together, actually.
Yes, they're showing them together, and then the rest of the episodes premiere, I think, a month later. So it's something new. It's brand new in the cinema world, in the entertainment business. Yeah. They've never done anything like this before. Yeah, they've had, like,
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones hasn't been shown in theaters, maybe in Britain they've done some, like, special showing, but at least here in America we haven't seen this shit. We're like, look at this new fascinating world in Britain.
I mean, it was originally supposed to be a movie. That's the only thing
that gets you.
This giant MCU, that's the only thing that they've changed.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, they kind of changed Infinity War. It's not really two parts anymore.
They
whatever.
Took away, but you still get it.
Still getting it. But in humans, they changed it from a film to TV show.
Which can drastically kill something. Kill it immediately. Like, it really can. As a big fan of the Inhumans, my opinion, though, I loved it. Loved it. People dogged Medusa's hair, but then, like, you see the wig.
That's another thing.
You see it, but then you see it in action, and I'm like, that's hardcore. Like, it takes, like, it threw it all away of, like, this wig looks like shit. And you see it, like, strangling Maximus, and you're like, well, I'm not threatened at all, but I'm slightly turned on. And also, I like that hair. Like,
and I mean, they could be touching it up digitally. We don't know. I mean, it's
months ahead. I mean, we got till September, I think.
Yeah.
So we have a little bit of time, and movies and television shows, little known secret, they're touching them up the day of they're premiered. So who knows? I mean, speaking of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., though, we have confirmed, yet not confirmed, I've heard many sources confirm it, but my co-host Brandon here has said that they hasn't seen anything on it for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. crossing over, and they said they weren't going to do it, but then people said they were going to do it. Big higher up Marvel people said they were going to, and to me, it makes sense that they do.
It'll happen eventually.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's been, like, because they haven't even, you know, premiered the pilot. So that's probably down the road. That's probably, you know, towards the next season.
I don't know. With how, if you don't, do you watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I do not. That's kind of
latest season is actually, you got to watch it, though. Early seasons, I might add, not the best.
Yeah.
Start with Ghost Rider. Actually, you know what? Don't start with the Ghost Rider season, which is the latest one, because Ghost Rider season is going to blow you out of the park. Fan of Ghost Rider, Robbie Reyes. I never saw him before. I never saw him before, but he's really kick-ass, believe it or not. And he's like, don't kill me! And he, like, burns people alive, and you're like, oh, shit! That's Ghost Rider! And, like, oh, in this car, see my new freak. But watch the season before that. I think that's season 4 or 5? I think it's season 4 with the Hive, an Inhuman character, and they focus a lot on Inhumans and stuff too. Inhumans have been a big part of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Huge part of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. A guy, spoiler alert, it's been around for a couple years now with the seasons. I mean, Daisy Johnson, around here, fucking Inhuman. She has Inhuman heritage, she gets turned into with the Inhuman process. She becomes a Marvel character quick. So, Inhumans, and they have other smaller Inhumans pop up on the show. They had the Secret Warriors on it, too, and they're bringing them back.
So, it makes sense that they cross it over. I hope Inhumans can stand on its own as its own unique, its own unique show. Mm-hmm. That's my concern. But, I mean, Lockjaw looks pretty cool.
Yeah, he does.
I'm excited to see him in action.
I'm excited for Black Bolt. I love Black Bolt. I don't know what... Maximus is a dick, but he loves him.
It's supposed to take place on the moon. Correct.
It takes place. Well, they're in the a little knowledge for you comic fans out there. I mean, it's the San Diego Comic Con coverage and it's Comic Chronicles. Hopefully, you know. At least expect knowledge. There's a place called like I think it's the Blue Zone or something like that. Yeah. It's a habitable place on the moon. Like there's a little bit of atmosphere and gravity there, so you can live there. And that's where they live. It's like there's moon base.
Right. Exactly.
So they go there, but they also go to Earth. Too. They also and that's what happens. Like the city of Adelan gets transported to Earth in the comics. So it's like a floating city, I think right next to New York City right now. And so they're a big part of the Marvel Universe. They're a huge part of the Marvel Universe in the books. So that's, I think, probably by the end we'll see Adelan in, like, New York, by New York City. So then, like, with Avengers, well, not Avengers, Defenders posters I got, which we'll talk in just a moment. With, like, Daredevil posters and everything, they always had the Avengers Tower. I think give it, like, 2 years, not even. You're going to see a Defenders poster pop up or for one of the team members there, and you're going to see new Adelan hanging there in the back, too. My opinion, that's it. But well,
the reason I bring up the moon is a little sweatiness from the Infinity War footage that they apparently showed. Thanos throws a moon
at the Avengers. Right.
So are they...
So Adelan's got to be transported.
Are they going to be on that moon?
Yeah, I mean, that's an entire city of people with powers. Like, it's huge. It's a big-ass city, and there's a lot of Inhumans.
So, that's why I'm saying maybe, I don't know. By the end of season one, I think Infinity War will be coming out. So, you never know. Maybe they...
They tied the movies into those shows. I want to tell you that, too.
They tie the movies into the shows, but they don't tie the TV shows into the movies.
Yeah...
But
that's TV, a show right there to talk about that.
But
that
TV really allows itself to tie in movies more than movies are able to tie. Like, it'd be tough for the Avengers, stuff like that, to talk about Luke Cage. You know what I mean? It makes more sense.
We would mention it. I mean, we did all want Iron Man to meet up with Daredevil, but...
Oh, that'd be cool. Or Spider-Man and Daredevil. Be kind of weird.
Come on! We need it! We need it, please! It doesn't make any sense that there's... He's in Queens, give or take, but it's really in the same area, and they don't mention it. I found that kind of bullshit in Spider-Man Homecoming. That was one negative thing I had. They had no mention whatsoever of that. Like, Luke Cage was a founding... He's like the big guy of Harlem. He's like their Superman. Everyone knows him and shit like that, but they don't mention him anywhere else, really. That's just me. We gotta move on, otherwise we're gonna be on this forever. So yeah, check it out, guys. The Inhumans trailer on there. And I might add, if Game of Thrones actor's on there, too. Yeah. I don't remember the name, but the guy who played Ramsay Bolton on there, or Ramsay Snow, depending on what season you're on, spoilers, he's also playing the villain Maximus, who's basically like Ramsay, but imagine he has mind control powers, make you do whatever the hell you want. Or he wants. Yeah, very scary thought, considering we've seen Kilgrave. the Defenders trailer, speaking of which, might I add on here, first impression?
I'm obsessed. I'm so excited.
Oh my god, we love Street Level Heroes. Yes. So that's it. Yes. Like,
yeah. Daredevil season 2 might be one of my favorite seasons of a show ever.
Really?
I loved it.
On record.
Yeah. Oh. And, I mean, and the Defender showrunners are the guys from Daredevil season 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Jessica Jones.
Perfect. Killgrave scares me.
I liked Luke Cage.
Oh, I love
Luke Cage. And I didn't finish Iron Fist.
Wait. But apologies to anybody who was a part of the show or loves the show. I didn't finish it either. It's rough. It's very, very rough.
I got through first about 4 or 5 episodes.
That is more than the guy who made Comic Chronicle has gone through. Very depressing thought right then and there. Yeah. It's rough, but we still got greatness all around.
Yeah.
Very much greatness.
I love that we see them fight multiple, there's multiple like action set pieces, it seems like. So I think
it's
going to be an action packed, and it's only 8 episodes.
A lot of people's issues with the
Marvel series is that they're 13 episodes. They don't need to be that long. You can tell there's like 2 or 3 episodes that are filler.
But
with 8, it's just going to be like tight, straight to the point, you know. And with 8 episodes, it excites me more than 13 because I think it's going to be a tight knit narrative.
Yeah.
That's my guess. But what about you?
I actually 100% agree. I don't want the fillers. While they're like a mid afternoon snack in between dinner, you love them. Well, you don't love them. You like it, and then it looks nice and it's kind of nice. But do you actually want it and do you actually need it?
Right.
That's my opinion on the fillers. I hate them. Iron Fist kind of seem like. We're not getting into Iron Fist too much, but I love the Defenders trailer.
Character interactions were awesome.
Exactly, and it's funny, I was pissed for a little bit, believe it or not. I actually didn't want to see the Defenders. I was kind of mad at the Defenders because all the stuff until this trailer, we haven't seen Daredevil in a suit.
Yeah.
And we never saw him in a suit with any. You saw him open the trunk up, there's a suit. Other than that, nothing. I'm like, that is bogus. Bogus. You can't have Daredevil. If he's just in the... It got me scared into thinking he's just going to be in that cloth. Like in a suit and whatnot.
That in season 1.
Yeah, but in a regular suit, like a black tie suit, and then Jessica's scarf on his head too. If that was in through the Defender season, I as a big Daredevil fan, I would have been like, Marvel, we need to talk. But because it looked cool, it looked cool in the scene that he's in the boardroom scene. Yeah. But my opinion on this show is I'm gonna love it. I know it. I love the trailer. I love the characters. I like Iron Fist. I really do. But it's a show I can't get behind. But the thing is, Sigourney Weaver's in this.
Yes.
She don't come on without a good story.
Yeah.
She really doesn't. So that's like big money, big top notch. Like, if you're an Aliens fan, which probably if you're watching Defenders or Iron Fist and that too, and Daredevil, you probably are. You've probably seen Aliens, all the Alien movies, let's be honest. I have. Probably you have, right? Yeah. So, I mean, like, come on. So she doesn't come on cheap. Still sticking in the Defenders universe, kind of moving on now. We're looking at the Punisher. Now, I didn't know that much about this, believe it or not. My host here, Brandon, actually will take the lead on this one because I didn't know that much. I just saw the one at the end of the Stan Lee trailer, which I liked. Yeah,
apparently, well, at a San Diego Comic-Con, John Bernthal shows up, and he was almost in character. I wasn't there. This is whatever.
Yeah, we weren't there. Let's make this clear. We weren't there.
We wish we were there.
Oh, 100% we wish we were there.
But, yeah, so he comes out, and he's very stern. He's just like, roll the tape, roll the footage, and it's, I think, first few minutes of the first episode of Punisher.
Oh,
and basically, some of the action set pieces, I don't know if you guys want to... If you guys don't want to listen, just skip ahead a little bit, but I'm just going to talk about it.
Yeah, go right ahead.
There's a couple action set pieces. It's literally the Punisher driving some sort of huge truck with one shotgun in his hand.
In suit?
In the suit.
Oh, apparently. Alrighty.
And he's like cocking the shotgun by himself and shooting people while he's driving like this huge semi-truck. And then he realizes they didn't die, so he turns around and runs them over. And then there's another set piece where it's like, it says Juarez, Mexico. And like all these like crime lords are hanging out or whatever.
Cartel leaders.
And all of a sudden you just see like them through a sniper rifle. And you hear he shoots and it cuts back to them. It's like 3 or 4 seconds. And then all of a sudden one of them gets shot in the head. And then it cuts back to the Punisher and he's in El Paso. He shot them from over the border. He shot someone from over the border from miles away or something like that. So, dude, it just... The more I hear about it, the more excited I get about it.
My heart and fandom right now. My fandom just orgasm, ladies and gentlemen, right now. I am just, oh, I'm gonna shed a tear of beauty. I am, that's one show. I heard the fall time for release date, haven't you?
Yes.
That's what I heard. And then I heard sometime, I think it was today, I heard from somebody that I know, they said, no, Punisher's not having a set release, and they don't know when they're released. I'm like, oh, they better be fucking fall. It's done filming. It's got everything finished with it. They're probably just doing effects right now. I mean, because obviously bullets and shit and blood, which Punisher. Bullets plus blood equal skull. New equation. That's got to be an emoji equation right there. Just, oh, my God. But, yeah, so I'm excited for Punisher. We both are. John Bernthal, by the way, perfect. I want to get that out there, too. Perfect Punisher.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen, like, I think two, maybe four. I think two or three Punishers, I think. Because it went down. Big budget movie, medium budget, indie movie. Like, how the hell is Punisher an indie movie? And so, like, we've seen about two or three Punishers, I think. So, John Bernthal, even saw the man on a panel. And saw him at Comic-Con, was interacting with fans too. Sweetest guy ever. Sweetest guy. If you guys ever get the chance, meet him at Comic-Con. Just do it. It's well worth it. It may be like $40 to get an autograph. Now, you may have to wait in line. You know, well worth it. In a panel, he'll interact with it. He'll be like, hell, I don't fucking know. Or whatever. And he was saying all that. He's like, oh, shit, I gotta watch my language. Oh, crap. Because he's like having his little girl with him on his lap. And it's like, he's really chill dude. So, Punisher, amazing. Moving on, though. It was sort of a trailer, sort of not. It was
it showed some footage.
It was a trailer that's like, look at this world that you do. It reminds you how lucky we are as comic book fans to have Greg Berlanti and crowd and all of them that work on these shows around. Black Lightning, ladies and gentlemen. Black Lightning had a little bit of a trailer. And we did want to say is... It is connected. If they say it's not connected to DC Universe or the CW Universe right now with like Arrow and Flash in them, I'm calling BS. You don't put Black Lightning in a trailer that's highlighting these shows. It was like mixture of comic book and in real scenes and stuff like that. That was beautiful, by the way.
That was pretty cool.
That was, they do it every Comic-Con, I think. But now it's like, they have, it used to be just, I remember days when it was just Arrow and they did that. And then they did Arrow and Flash. And now we have all these. But Black Lightning trailer in there, amazing, though. I think our show's going to be badass.
Looks very pretty badass cool. What do you think of the suit?
Mixed.
Yep, I agree.
Mixed.
It looks a little cheesy.
To me, it reminds me Black Lightning went to Tron or something like that. And he took the suit with. Like, that's what it looks like. Like,
yeah.
It's all like lit up and everything like that. I'm like, you've done so well, CW. So well with these suits. I mean, I love the DC CW shows. You, on the other hand, I think you said you haven't seen any, though, have you?
I've watched some of The Flash, some of Arrow. That's about it.
Fans, you know what you must do. Send in the mail. Make this man watch these shows. Binging. I know we work. We're hardworking Americans. We work. Spare time, I'd say watch Flash. Billion people right now just listening to this, they're going to be like, no, watch Arrow. Dude, you're a dumbass. Watch Legends. And we're going to love that hate mail. But Black Lightning, no. The suit, I don't know. I'm not a fan of the electric. I love everybody else's suits.
We'll see it in action. Maybe I'll change my tune when I see it in action.
True. He does pretty hardcore.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. It looks kind of a little dainty, a little cheesy.
Yeah, you don't want it. I mean, then again, we thought the Flash suit was going to be cheesy.
Yeah.
We thought Arrow's suit was going to be cheesy.
Arrow's is pretty cool.
Yeah, his is updated through the times. I remember when it was that cloth, and now it's like Kevlar armor, now with sleeves, too. And it's like, holy shit.
Yeah,
it's like, Flash's awesome. New suit, by the way, coming on. Have you ever seen a new picture? Have you seen, like, at least a picture of it? Someone's like, it was the one from the future from the last season. Yeah. It was updated. Dude, badass right there. That is a Flash suit. I love Ezra Miller's suit. I love Barry Allen, Grant Gustin's suit right now that he has, but like that updated suit they're looking at doing.
Yeah.
Man. Supergirl suit? I can't get into that. We'll be talking about CW forever. But moving on, still to DC, we're looking at Titans. Jeff Johns tweeted this, I think it was at Comic-Con, wasn't he?
I think so.
He tweeted a picture of Golden Age Teen Titans. Now, he said, he put it underneath the radar. Literally, this flew underneath the radar, and I'm kind of bummed about that. The Titans TV show, man. Tell some fans what happened with that, because it kind of gets me ticked.
Yeah, I think it started shooting last week, and I don't know if we have any confirmation if it's going to be a part of the CW Berlantiverse.
I think
it's going to be on, like, the DC streaming service.
It is. That is right. It is, because it's going on there with Young Justice, which we're going to talk about. It's going Titans and the Young Justice are going to be on a new DC streaming service, which I'm and like
Young Justice is getting taken off Netflix, I believe, which sucks.
Listeners, you can't see my look of disgust I just gave to that right now, and all the Justice League shows and everything. It's like, shit. Yeah. Thank God for Zia.
Right?
Well, thank God. Like, $5 for this. Woo! Shout out to Zia. If you want to promote us, we'll take it. I don't know about this. Titans, there is a certain point, though, with this. I'm a fan of all these shows. I love the Teen Titans with a passion. Loved all of them. Even the old age stuff, which I've read. The problem is, though, as much as I love Teen Titans, do we need a show?
Yeah,
do you think we need a show?
What is the lineup going to be, though? Oh, is it going to be Cyborg? I don't think so.
No, Cyborg, Kid Flash is already gone. I mean,
Nightwing?
I heard he's Nightwing's in. Oh, I did hear the lineup. Has been confirmed. Beast Boy, Raven, cool. Nightwing.
Starfire?
I think Starfire, too. Don't quote me on it, because this was a while ago, and we got San Diego on the mind, like we said. Ladies and gentlemen, San Diego is just a lot to take in, let me tell you. It's like a foot-long hot dog. You're like, oh my God. But that was the lineup I heard so far. No Cyborg or anything like that. And I think Kid Flash maybe they're talking about doing. But Kid Flash is an integral part of the Teen Titans. The Titans book DC's got going on in Rebirth right now. Kid Flash, now Flash, is a big part of that. You can't, and I don't know what they're going to, I think, here's the big kicker though. Your opinion. I kind of like him so on it. Would you want this connected to CW Universe? Or do you want it separate and they do like they did in the cartoon?
I feel like...
Where they hint at the larger world, but they never go into it.
Right. I don't know. I'm mixed about it. I would be okay either way, I think. Mm-hmm. If they have story ideas that are going to conflict with the Berlanti-verse, okay, I'll be fine with they
like
don't
Kid include Flash. I mean, how are you going to do that?
And... it could give them more freedom if they're on their own. Mm. But it would be cool, even though I'm not like super like I haven't watched all the, you know, crossovers and stuff. It would be cool for a lot of people I know, for the Teen Titans to go with you know, the Arrowverse and all that, the Berlantiverse, I should say.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, it is really Berlantiverse. That man has been making so many great things, and like, you have to watch it. Very good. Kid Flash is a big part of, and. One thing I'll say, though...
Oh, Nightwing. Another thing about Nightwing. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut
you
off.
No. Yeah, Nightwing. You speak Nightwing, you're talking to my heart.
Drake Bell tweeted a couple weeks ago, it was a picture of a knight and a picture of a chicken wing together. And the next one was Dick Van Dyke, just gray, and then a son. So it was Dick Grayson, Nightwing. So I don't know if he's just campaigning for it, trying to get a following.
A lot of people have been doing that.
Or if he's
that.
Been cast.
It's iffy. I mean, a lot of people have been doing the same thing for Jon Stewart for the past year or two. Which, bring him in! Bring Stewart! Hashtag
but
Stewart
would you
wins.
Be okay with Drake? Let's just say he is. It's if all speculation Nightwing, at this point. But
if he's Nightwing.
I think I'd be cool with it.
I'd be cool with it, but I'm going to say no.
No?
I'm going to say no. He'll have to prove himself to me.
Yeah.
He's a comedy guy. He's only been known for comedy. I've never seen him in a serious role. He got serious on Drake and Josh maybe once or twice and things he's done after, yeah. But I have never seen Drake Josh put in and give me a look. A look of, I've seen my parents just murdered in front of me as a kid. As I've seen them dead on the floor of a circus, which was my life. The Flying Graysons. I have not seen him give that performance. I want him to. I think he'd be good at it. But has he got to earn it? He's really got to earn it. He's a comedy guy in a serious role. You really got to earn it. Like, I don't see Seth Rogen playing, like, he's now the lead terrorist of this new organization, and it's not a comedy. I don't see Seth Rogen doing something like that. So it's like Drake Bell.
Seth Rogen did a pretty good job in Steve Jobs.
Very... Oh, fuck, that's right. He was in that. Okay, I take that analogy back. I forgot about that movie. But
I know what you
mean,
though.
Yeah, so it's tough to do that. But
and
what
it
I
also
want
depends
to
on tone. I mean,
it's going to be comedy, I think, or I think that's going to go the tone of classic Teen Titans TV show, not Teen Titans Go, which is an absolute piece of shit. I'll say that on record right now. Hate me if you want, but the old Teen Titans show, I think it's going to take that tone, dark yet comical.
Yeah,
it's perfect. Okay. You got characters on there that need it, but we could do an entire show on the Titans TV show. But just know, ladies and gentlemen, this has been in development for a while. I heard last year and the year before that they were trying to do it. TNT was going to do it. Yeah. They were going to do Nightwing, then Teen Titans. Now it's this. I mean, who knows? Maybe they'll do it off the Titans Rebirth series I got going on right now, too.
Yeah.
Who knows? That lineup's pretty damn cool, but Beast Boy's not on it, so who knows?
Yeah. Beast Boy's got to be on there.
Beast Boy's got to be on Teen Titans. He's a classic member.
You
could
do some cool stuff with it. You'd need a bigger budget, I think, to do Beast Boy right. Because you need a lot of CG.
There's one, major CG. Like, they do a Martian Manhunter and Supergirl, and they do epic job. And Miss Martian together in one scene, fighting white Martians in there. Check that shit out, dude. That's amazing. Amazing effects. Like, my eyes, like, lit up because I'm like, beautiful. Here's one I want to quickly cover. Would we see Red Arrow or Arsenal on there? Because it's the same situation we have with Kid Flash. Kid Flash was a big character, but Arsenal or Red Arrow is not on. That character is not on Arrow anymore. He hasn't been on for the past couple seasons. Do we see him, your opinion? I say yes, because he's been basically off the show. Colton Haynes is not coming back as that character. Red Arrow or Arsenal, same person but different names. I don't think so.
I don't think they'll... It all depends. Assuming it's Berlanti, probably not. I think they got plenty of villains they could worry. They could put Deathstroke in there.
Oh, yeah, he's on. He's a big part, but I heard he might be a newer season of Arrow.
That's
villain.
True. Oh, yeah, he's Arrow, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
Miss Martian is already in there, too.
Arrow is going to be... I mean, Deathstroke's like a integral character, so it would make sense, but like a random villain coming back in a different show might not make sense.
Beast Boy's part has Martian DNA in him, so that's how they can do it. The Martian's already in the CW universe. So it's like, how do you... I mean, different Earth, yeah, but I mean, he can transfer. They transfer different Earths all the fucking time in these shows.
That's true.
So, who knows?
Yeah, they could kind of cross it over with Berlanti and just be like, oh, it's a different Earth.
So, yeah, who knows? I mean, who the hell knows?
Yeah, we'll see.
Changing the tides a little bit before we go back into DC, we're going to go to the Upside Down.
Yes.
A world I do not want to visit anytime soon. Keep it to yourself. Stranger Things 2 trailer, man. Holy shit. That was good. And, might I add, a thriller theme to it? Beautiful ideas.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't watch it. This is just because I'm late to the Stranger Things party. And I'm going through it myself. I'm about halfway through the season right now.
What do you think of the season?
I'm in. First episode, I was like, okay. Like, I liked it, but I wasn't, like, blown away.
Yeah.
But I also watched it at, like, 2 in the morning. But,
well, it's usually when everyone watches Netflix anymore,
right.
So...
So, yeah, but I'm liking it. I just didn't want to know any spoilers about it.
Okay.
But...
You did the right thing upon it. I won't go into it. I'm like, oh my god,
you can go into it.
I'm not spoiling Stranger Things for you. I'm a non-spoiler man when it comes to stuff like this. Like... that's why I warn people. I'm like, spoiler, because I feel bad. Part of me is like, I took away enjoyment and entertainment from you. Like, you can't get that shit back. You're like, well, damn it. So I'm not going to go into it too much then, but I will say, if you checked it out, watch it a billion more times. Stranger Things 2, Season 2. Beautiful show, might I add. And here's a lesson for you in Stranger Things. What episode do you want? About what? I think there's like 10 episodes, something like that. 5, 6, you said halfway through?
Yeah, probably a little less, honestly. Probably like 3.
Three,
Four.
A little key advice for you on Stranger Things, and I think listeners will agree, don't expect anything. On that show, it's one of those shows, you're like, oh, they're going to do this. Oh, this is going to happen. Oh, this thing new. I know what this show is, one of them cheesy shows. No. Unexpected throughout the entire season, man. If long as you stay away from spoilers, you'll be all right, because they take unexpected turns everywhere. Season two steps up the notch.
I mean, saw the Super Bowl one they did, which looked pretty epic.
Yeah, oh, God,
but it wasn't.
Yeah.
It didn't have that much plot.
No, but if a 30-second, not even 30-second TV, like, Super Bowl trailer can make it seem that epic, and you think it's epic alone, that tells you, great series. I mean,
right.
30 seconds is a lot to get in for emotions and everything like that. They do it.
Right.
Going back now to DC... Young Justice, before we get into it, have you seen, and are you a fan?
I'm a huge fan of the DC animated, I mean, Justice League Unlimited, the original Teen Titans series. But Young Justice, I haven't watched.
Oh, my God, man. You know what? All is forgiven. I'm not going to go around and say shame with you like Game of Thrones with a bell. I'm not going to do that, so don't worry about that.
DC animated is usually pretty good. I'm a big fan of the movies and the animated series, so.
There are some adult themes to this show.
Yes.
I have it on DVD. I'll let you borrow the DVDs.
Unless
you want to watch on Netflix, but I mean, I'm taking it off here very soon, so and you're already watching Stranger Things, so.
I know, there's too many good shows. Another first world problem, but it's awesome. It's awesome. We have so much good content.
Oh my God, yeah. But season three, The Injustice Team was released. I can't. Oh my god. Season 2, by the way, the end of it, you're going to cry. It's like, it's one of those. It's basically, imagine how the Justice League tone was for Justice League and Justice League Unlimited. Imagine that, but a little bit more intense. And yet somewhat a little bit kiddy. I mean, there is an episode in there where you don't find out until the very end. I think in season one, you watch everybody die. And you think they're dying for real. You don't find out to the last 2 minutes of the episode that it was a simulation. Dude, spoiler. But it is intense. Like, you literally sit there like, what the shit's going on? Like, you're thinking, like, what is this? Like, this can't be real. Like, you're seeing, like, Kid Flash and Robin are like, this is a good death. And it, like, explode. It's like, oh my, like, they're in an alien invasion. You see the Justice League get fried and everything like that. Insane. And they even kill a dog, too. They're like, a dog wolf that's a genetically mutated wolf. He gets shot and is, like, killed. And it's like, holy shit. Like, and you see Martian Manhunter go to Miss Martian. It's like, wake up, and like stabs the shit out of her heart. And you see like this blood come out. And you see, you don't see it because she has a cape on, but you see the giant, like, he forms a knife with them because it's a shapeshifting. Forms it, stabs it right through her. He's like, you need to wake up. And you like, you see a little bit of blood through the cape and that. And she's like, and you're like, they wake up and they're all like, holy shit. And like, so bad that Black Canary comes on. And she's like, you see Justice League characters everywhere throughout this, villains and everything.
Perfect.
And it's, you see the entire DC world. You even go to see Bell Rev. They do, I do an episode in there. So you see the prison system in there? Killer. And so, like, and you see him so bad that Black Canary is a counselor. And so that's really, they're like, you need to cope with what you saw. Like, and Robin's like, I saw everyone I know die. It's like, shit, what am I watching? Like, my God. And, you know, shout out to Cameron Bourne. I do want to, I told you before, too, I want to give a shout out to him. The man who plays Robin in season 2. Thank you, man, for all you've done for the show, too, for coming on and that, too. Love to have you back sometime soon, so. But getting back onto the news of the thing, because The Injustice, tell me when you finished watching that. We're going to do a coverage episode on that, because beautiful show. Beautiful.
All right. Yeah.
And season three, before I get onto this team, season three happened. Do you know why season three is happening? Like, around 3 or 4 years later?
The fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that good of a show. Fans brought it back. Yeah. We couldn't bring back Constantine. We brought back something even better. I'm going to get so much hate mail from that comment, let alone. The team for Season 3 is, spoiler, from Batman Universe, Wonder Girl, Beast Boy, Arrowette, she's new. Person who is Arrowette's new. Blue Beetle, Kid Flash. That's spoiler, not going to say anything about that. Not ruining it for you, man. Static Shock, who is coming back. He's in Season 2. And they do a little bit with him and whatnot, but now he's come back as Static. If you watch a Static Shock TV show?
No, I didn't.
Not in the early 2000s TV show? Check it out, man. Static Shock and a Justice League TV show is the reason why I'm a comic book fan today. So, big part. And X-Men, too. X-Men, bigger part. But Arsenal, Robin, and hopefully Cameron, you are playing. If you're listening, hopefully Cameron Bowen is playing this. He does a perfect Robin, might I add. Perfect. And he brings life to the character. Listen, shout out to an older episode of Comic Chronicle. Listen to it, ladies and gentlemen. But getting off of Young Justice, because it is one of my fan favorite things. Returning to the world of mutants, ladies and gentlemen. A mutant that I love with a passion. Gifted trailer. The X-Men TV show, Gifted. They released a trailer at Comic-Con today. Take it away, Brandon. How did you feel? I just watched it.
I missed it at Comic-Con, yeah. And I'm like, before we started recording, I was like, I need to watch this. I'm really excited for it. I think Bryan Singer did a really... I'm excited for him. If anyone knows the X-Men, it's Bryan Singer, because he did... the two best ones, in my opinion.
He did the
two best X-Men films, X2, and, well, Logan 2 is up there, but, and
Days, yeah, I'm like, hey,
Logan is probably, that's tough to say.
Yeah, where do you put Logan in that pantheon of movies? Because, like, a lot of them were, like, shoo, but, a couple of them.
X2 was my favorite for
Logan. Oh, X2's badass, man. I think
Logan's probably my favorite.
Yeah.
Then it's between Future Past and X2.
Yeah.
It's tough to say, but I'm excited for him to do it because he understands the world of mutants. He understands the X-Men.
Yeah.
And it looks, like I was saying earlier about Inhumans, I want it to be different, and it looks a lot different than Legion, because Legion's
its own thing. Yeah, Legion is really its own thing with mutants in it, but this one's more X-Men-esque.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking it's going to be like Legion, to the listeners out there, if you think it's going to be like Legion, get that out of your mind. It is pure X-Men-esque. Like, it's so X-Men-esque. I can see a Brotherhood of Mutants character showing up or a X-Men character showing up. Speaking of which, we have X-Men characters in this one.
Yeah.
And Thunderbird's in it. Sunlight, I think his name was, or something like that. Spotlight or something like that. Yeah. I mean, so low of a character. I don't even know. And I'm a huge X-Men fan. X-Men made me into what I am today. Same with The Flash and the Justice League and Static Shock. Those three things, core of what I am, personal and fan-wise. But, and then my favorite, Polaris. Do you know who Polaris is, might I add? She's a really big X-Men character in the books.
No.
She is, you saw her controlling metal.
Yeah.
She's Magneto's kid.
I knew she was related to Magneto in some way. I didn't know if it was kid or something like that.
Oh, yeah, she's his kid. She's his other kid, the least recognized one. She was on, I think she had a couple cameo appearances, but if you ever saw the show, watched a lot of cartoons back in the day, but Wolverine and the X-Men, have you ever heard of that one?
Mm-hmm.
Very kick-ass show, Mariah. That one had Polaris in it. I got introduced to her, and she was badass. She was, like, so sweet and innocent, like, you know, I'm, like, really, I'm like, yeah, sweet and innocent. And then she became badass, like, people used her and stuff like that, and things went rough. I'm like, I relate so much to a woman character. Like, we get X-Men characters in this TV show, and we get them. So, with your knowledge of X-Men 2, I don't know if it's fair, if it's large, or if not. I mean, mine, I could talk all day about it, but, and tell you characters who you've never, you're like, Goldball, really? There's a pull for you on that one. Who's actually very fairly new and weird to think about, but what characters would you like to see? Any X-Men people? I mean, obviously we're not going to get Magneto or Professor X. Professor X may be in Legion coming up here. They talked about that at Comic-Con, too.
Patrick Stewart said he would come back for Legion season 2.
Makes sense, because Legion's his kid.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, spoiler, that. But Legion makes sense. I kind of just don't want to see any familiar characters.
No, I
don't want to see it. I want it to stand, be on its own. Mm-hmm. I like the actors and the cast. Like, from what I saw, they look pretty incredible.
Well, the dad in there too. I don't remember his name. I wish I knew his name.
And that's another thing.
He's from True Blood. That's a big actor. Like, you know, I love True Blood. I'm a 20-year-old man saying I love True Blood, and you don't hear that often. But good, big actor.
And the whole storyline of their father. If you didn't see the trailer, their father. The two kids' father that are mutants, he hunts down mutants and basically puts them away. I don't know exactly.
The Sentinel Services. And we also get
Is it Sentinels?
Yeah. It says Sentinel Secret. They were at Comic-Con too doing this mutant shit, of course, you know, because we weren't there. It's and you notice on their jackets, and they say it during some of the promotions and stuff. This is for fans out there too, in case you didn't know. Yeah, Sentinel Services. It's basically like how would it? I can't think of anything more racist and stuff like that actually was legalized. President. But I don't know. But it's basically like they hunt down. It's under the classification of we're doing this for the good of mankind sort of thing. But it's really like we're hunting them down and putting them in jail, mostly killing them. But so we get Sentinels. And they did say we're going to see big walking Sentinels.
Really?
Yes. We see spider ones in these trailers.
And it'll be probably part of the universe or the timeline. I heard no. It's not going to be part of the future past timeline?
I heard no. I heard it's not going to be connected too much to them. They said not too much.
Yeah.
Was what they said. So I don't think who the hell knows?
Yeah. They don't really care about the timeline. Timeline, shmimeline.
Fox and timeline, like what? Equals.
Well, I mean, that's cool too with me. I mean, Marvel's got, and DC have their, you know, straight arrow timeline. I mean, unless we get Flashpoint, which we're getting, but I'm cool with them kind of just doing their own thing. It gives them more freedom narrative wise and character wise.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, I think it's gonna look good too. I think we're just seeing the first episode, might I add too, and that tells you something. Like the first episode looks kind of rough and is kind of rough, but if it's this good and you're interested in it, at least this is like TV 101. The pilot episode's always going to be rough and looking rough, but then after that, and if the show does well, you can tell if it gets better in effects and storyline and that, you know it's going to last. But if it gets more shittier and shittier and shittier with everything about it, that's how you know it's not a big investment for them and they don't care. Yeah. But I've been seeing a lot of promotions for this show, so I think they're really trying for it.
Yeah.
And
it's on Fox,
I mean, they've done well with with Gotham.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
That's TV news on there too. Kind of want to put that in. Scarecrow is a new season in season 4, by the way. He's the villain, at least for a part of it, because they have different villains throughout the season. Have you ever watched Gotham?
I have.
Do you watch all of it? I'm really calling you out. I feel so bad, man.
Honestly, I'm a huge Batman fan, and it just...
Oh, I know you are.
It's tough to get over the fact that it's Gotham without Batman. It's like, okay.
Well, lately, man.
It's
new
like,
season.
How...
It's true, but it's very dark.
I was
nice.
Hoping they were gonna do like a switcheroo and make it Flashpoint and make Thomas Wayne Batman, but they never did that. I was hoping that season one.
Yeah, they're training them right now. I think he's gonna go away for a little bit because they just introduced Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah,
and now he's if you've seen Comic Con stuff, you're like Baxter or whatever, he's actually going Batman. So, but he's kind of weird. Like he's growing up a little. They made him a little bit older and he's a deeper voice in that too. But he's still
they
I think 14 or 15 years old.
In the next season, they should just skip like. Timeline wise, skip like 5 or 10 years
they
and just
should.
Bring Batman in.
They should, but
I would. You got me hooked there. It's just, it's so. I respect it because it's an interesting story point of view, but it's just so hard to do without Batman.
I'll give you this though. What makes it good is you see these characters, in there with a really good early storyline, and one of my favorite episodes of Gotham wasn't even Bruce Wayne centric, Mr. Freeze.
Mr. Freeze is such an interesting character.
They did that Heart of Ice storyline. They made that into a two-parter episode. I cried my grandmother, we watch Gotham and we're big, huge fans. She almost cried at the Mr. Freeze intro episode before the accident and whatnot, and then he got made in Mr. Freeze at the end. So, but it was a Heart of Ice with that classic Emmy award-winning episode in a cartoon TV show. They did Mr. Freeze. You have Firefly. Mr. Freeze, done well, might I add. You also have Court of Owls from the New 52s in there. They're the main villains of last season. You now have Scarecrow coming in. You've also had Ra's al Ghul.
Endgame Joker come back, basically.
Exactly. Endgame / New 52 Joker, because he had his face ripped off. Joker was in there. Clayface partially was in there. Gordon Bullock are in there, obviously. Hugo Strange was in there.
Oh, yeah, I saw
Hugo Strange. Falcone, Penguin, Riddler. He's now officially 100% Riddler, by the way. Spoiler alert for anybody, but if you're any fan of comics and that, this is now returning to Gotham Talk, but he's now a Riddler. So it's like, these characters, 100% Riddler now. He's like doing question marks and shit and everything, like murdering people. And Catwoman's becoming Catwoman now. Selina's becoming more Catwoman. So I want to say Gotham Season 1 was an okay season. Season 2, very well done. With Hugo Strange and everything like that being a big villain in Arkham Asylum. Season 3, best season. Best season. Season 4, Scarecrow gets a fucking suit. And might I add, it's a combination suit of, you know, the Arkham games, of Arkham Knight and Arkham Asylum.
Okay.
So you see all this stuff in there, but I'm just trying to make promote of like... Gotham's a good show. Check it out, man. Okay. Well worth your time.
I'm a huge Batman fan, so it's just...
You're a fan?
I need to get over it. It's unfair.
He trains and whatnot, but I'll be honest with you, though. I love Gordon as a character himself, and Gordon in the show is amazing. There's a couple rough spots. We'll give it that. What season did you get to?
Got through the first half.
You're going to love it. Penguin becomes Penguin.
Beautiful. I only got through like 2 episodes, I think.
Okay. I mean, there's... Spoiler alert, this was not Comic-Con news. Well, I mean, it's not kind of Comic-Con news now, but it's kind of the wrap-up of... There's a character, spoiler alert, at the end of the season that they're bringing on now. Do you remember a gray, hulking man named Solomon Grundy?
Yes.
Bitch, he's coming.
There we go.
He's coming. Poison Ivy is a badass without her powers. That's something the season 3 did too. They brought the girl, she's a little girl, and then weird powers, because they have people with powers and shit like that, introducing in the Gotham, because obviously there's people with powers in Gotham, so with superpowers. And so like this guy did time shit or whatever, they did a clever way of making her older, and she uses plants, and she loves plants, and she murders people and like puts them in her garden. She's like, well, this is nice nutrition and shit like that, and she uses plants and odors and stuff like that to her advantage without having powers yet. And so she's like seducing people, killing people, beating the shit out of people and everything. Like, she makes her own private army and shit like that. Beautiful. I love Poison Ivy, Mr. Freeze. Oh my god, it's so good. And my final thing about Gotham, the best Mr. Freeze suit we've ever seen live action.
Are you shitting on the Schwarzenegger suit?
Yeah. 100%. Are you a fan of it? Or is, no. Is, okay, because I'm like, if you're a fan of it, oh,
he's the best part of that movie.
Well, comically. Everything besides else,
bat nipples. I mean, bat nipples is probably the best thing I've ever seen.
Oh, what about the bat debit card?
Oh, never leave the K without it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's hate on Batman. Why we just say we're huge fans, why don't we? But all right, that is a wrap-up on part two of our Comic-Con coverage for television. Although, do you want to talk about comics real fast? Game and comics?
Yeah.
Just put it in really fast.
Yeah,
like little
thing. I just wanted to, any comic fans, if you, hopefully you're a comic fan if you're listening to this, just that Comic-Con, Star Wars announced Mace Windu and some Thrawn comic runs.
Yeah, I've never seen Thrawn. I heard he's a badass.
Yeah, the book just came out. It's got some good reviews. I want to catch up on the new canon. I've been trying. I read some Darth Vader, which was awesome. I just got some Obi-Wan and Anakin. That's on the way to my place right now.
Stories.
And obviously Samuel L. Jackson's like, you know, Star Wars Celebration was campaigning for a Mace Windu movie.
Oh, he's fucking dead. But Mace Windu would be pretty badass. But
yeah, but I'm excited to check it out. I'm a big Mace Windu fan, so I'm excited to know more about him. But
we live in a perfect world, don't we? Well, I take that very. There's gonna be some like Israeli kids like fuck you, but we live in a good world to be a fan.
Oh yeah,
because I would never suspect like Thrawn. I have not known anything about him, but he's a badass. He's evil as hell looking, too.
He's pretty...
He's from Rebels, I think,
yes,
right?
He is.
Yeah. I mean, and I kind of want to cover this. First, before I go into it, though, are you a fan of Fables?
Of Fables?
Yes.
As in the game?
The book.
The book.
Shall talk about Fables off mic, because this... If you're a fan of Fables, ladies and gentlemen, and you played Wolf Among Us, have you played Wolf Among Us?
No, I haven't played. I've played some of the Walking Dead Telltale.
Oh, that makes up for everything, because that game itself is emotional.
I want to play the Batman one, too. I haven't got a chance.
Beautiful. Season 2 was also announced. We'll talk about that in Games and Comics right now. Season 2 announced for Telltale. Did you see who's going to be the main villain in it, might I add?
Of which
the one? Telltale.
Of
the
Batman? No.
Joker? And they also show a Riddler in there who is like kind of goth emo. He's got like a bloody Riddler cane. It was a picture. And he's got like a sweatshirt hood, and he's got like this black kind of jacket. And it's like green. And wearing glass. He looks like he went down the Hot Topic a little bit too much. But I mean, like this is me.
Well, Joker and Riddler are fighting in the comics, so I'm
that's
if
true.
They're gonna do that right now. But yeah.
But yeah, it's like a team up sort of thing. So that was announced, and their promo image is of him. I don't know if you've seen a Batman on top of a gargoyle that's painted with a Joker face on it.
Oh.
And
okay.
Joker is in season 1. You meet him in Arkham Asylum. Spoiler alert, but it was in all the promos. Shut up. So, yeah, that's a good game to check out. Wolf Among Us season 2 finally announced. My personal favorite. Fables, might I add, Fables is my all-time favorite comic book series. I'm 100% big Superman, Batman fan. Love him to death. I love these big characters. But Fables, man, by Vertigo Comics, owned by DC... Best comic book series of all time. My favorite. And I, huge fan of Superman, Batman, and Flash. Huge. Monumental in my life and everything. But Fables, it's so good. I got like 7 volumes. It was like 20-something. I can't keep up. It's finished series right now, but they have so many mini-series going on.
Yeah.
But season 2 of The Wolf Among Us, you got to play season 1. I'll tell you about Fables later, but... It has been announced. 4 years of waiting, ladies and gentlemen. 4 motherfucking years of waiting. And we did it. We waited. We got Wolf Among Us Season 2. They're coming to us 2018. Wanted to get that out there because beautiful. And putting it out there, too. If you are a fan of Wolf Among Us, or Fables 2 and Wolf Among Us, send your kind of recommendations in that to Brandon at... For this is our closing, in case you get into an epic segue, might I add.
At Brandon Sanju. Go ahead.
Brandon Sanju?
Show those, or send me those questions.
Yeah, that's really kind of it. That's all we got for our Netflix and everything above with San Diego Comic-Con coverage, wishing we were there 24/7. As he said, Brandon Sanju. At Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah.
Facebook. You can friend request them, if you want, but I don't know if he's going to get random people on. I don't think you want to do that. Message him on Facebook. Message him. It's okay. You can find me at DakotaMorgan3 on Twitter, and you can find the network at RealFanCorp on Twitter, Instagram, and FanCorp Network on Facebook. Any closing messages for the audience? Good man.
Just thanks for having me. It's fun to cover all this news, the sweaty knowledge.
Yeah,
that has been
still shared. still wishing we could be there. Yeah, so definitely. I'm gonna put it at the end of this episode too. If you have connections, if you can get us, we'll meet. We're technically media. San Diego Comic-Con 2018. Please contact us now. we're open for everything. We need to. That's a goal. San Diego Comic-Con 2018. Media pass. Loophole. Right then and there. All right.
Yeah, I wish.
never say never. Not quoting that dude. But thank you guys, ladies and gentlemen, for joining me. And as always, stay classy, San Diego.